It's been 5 years since Snail Mail put out an album.
My inner world has changed a lot, but also my outer world is completely different.
That's Lindsay Jordan, the guitarist and singer who performs as Snail Mail. She'd spent years living in New York, but needed a change after touring her last album.
I was definitely realizing as I was coming home from tour time and time again, it just didn't feel like conducive to me to like actually relaxing. And I also felt weirdly paranoid about trying to like write music with people so close to me, like through the walls.
That paranoia affected her.
I feel like it was really inhibiting me. I was just like, felt really uninspired. And I was not able to make anything of my time at home.
So she moved to North Carolina.
I feel like I have a lot of creative energy and it's nice to be able to just like hide away. And I've been there for 2 years now and it's been amazing. It's really great for my creativity.
That creativity fueled Snail Mail's new album. It's called Ricochet. I caught up with Lindsay Jordan to talk about it. Do you remember the first lyric that you wrote for Ricochet?
Yes. Okay, so I came up with the lyric "Above Us, It's Just Sky" from my maker. It sat there alone for a really long time without other lyrics around it. I was having like a really hard time filling it in, but I ended up like anchoring what ended up being kind of like the entire like lyrical message of the record around that line that I started with. I was like, okay, cool. I'm gonna have this afterlife conversation. I just became really obsessed with death and terrified of it and losing everyone around me, and it kind of like took over my life for years. And I was like, I know I want to write about this. I just am not exactly sure what my stance is going to be.
What helped you break it open? What helped you kind of find your way through it, through the music?
I honestly think, like, my maker was such, like, an anchor point. As I was putting together the lyrics of that one, I was like, the thing that I think I'm worried about that's keeping me from doing this is I don't want to, like, pass on the nihilism. That's not the tone I want to be taking. I was just kind of telling myself the whole time, I was like, if I'm going to be, like, talking about this really heavy stuff, what I need to do to balance the rest out is, like, also bring in the good. My maker is, like, there's so much freedom in feeling small in the universe, and it's, like, you know what I mean? So it's, like, with all the heaviness, bringing in a positive aspect felt like how I was able to sort of, like, calm down that voice in me that was, like, don't speak on any of this.
I think for those of us who are fans of your first two albums, when we listen to you, your voice is unmistakably different. And I know that you had surgery for vocal polyps a few years back. Can you talk a little bit about how your voice has evolved, how you use your voice, the sound of this album?
I was always losing my voice. I was always, like, at the whim of my voice being like, okay, you know, just because maybe I didn't get enough sleep last night, I'm going to barely be able to, like, get through the show. And I thought it was just something that happens to people with, like, naturally raspy voices. My voice kind of had been like that for a while before that, even. And then I learned basically that, yeah, that was all just, like, vocal damage. And I have this really high range that's been hiding, which is an incredible thing to learn, like, mid-career.
Yeah.
And it's so freeing, and it makes singing so much more fun. And so I was like, yeah, I think that there's more vocal confidence on the record for sure, and I think that comes across. But I also was definitely playing around in the falsetto range because I can.
Do you have a favorite song on this album?
Yes. For me, I think Reverie. VIP, coming through. I'm just, like, proud of those lyrics. I think it's kind of, like, funny and like, quippy in a way that really, like, I don't know, I feel like I haven't, like, used that kind of tone lyrically. Like, it's playful in a way that I think is, like, something I haven't done before. But I also, like, think, I don't know, I feel really connected to the message of it. And I kind of think, like, if you wanted to listen to the record backwards, it, like, really sums it all up, I think, in a way that's, like, really satisfying to me.
Gotta laugh to keep from crying, but I could do it all the time with you. Life's so worth living now, and from our castle in the clouds, the planet looks so small.
I want to ask you about another song on the album. It's Dead End, and the lyrics to me feel just so nostalgic, ruminating on someone that's not in your life anymore. Talk about that song.
As I was writing it, I really felt like I was talking to someone else, speaking outside of myself. And as I started, like, putting together all of the stuff for, like, you know, the press and, like, talking about this record with journalists and, you know, all this stuff, I was realizing a lot of what I was writing on this record, I was just talking to myself as a teenager and being like, damn, I miss you. I wish I could get this back. There's, like, exploitation of the innocent, and I didn't even think this was, like, an inward endeavor, but a lot of it, especially that one, feels like I'm, like, yearning for this thing that's gone, or, like, this lost thing, and it's, I feel like I'm, like, talking to a past self in that one the longer I spend with it.
We've been speaking with Lindsay Jordan. She performs as Snail Mail, and her new album, Ricochet, is out now. Thank you.
Thank you so much.